where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Lambton Public Health has reported another death related to COVID-19, a person in their 70s. No new cases or resolved cases were reported today. Meantime, the province reported 170 new infections as well as 3 related deaths. A first-dose walk-in COVID-19 vaccine clinic is being held today for those 12 and up. The clinic is being held until 3 o'clock at the Dell Center for Youth on Lorne Crescent. Police are investigating a crash that happened early this morning involving a hydro pole. Divine Street between Indian Road and Westbury Court was blocked off so a pole could be replaced. Environment Canada is calling for up to 50 millimeters of rainfall in some areas. A special weather statement was issued this morning as heavy rainfall and thunderstorms are expected. Recent changes to the Ontario Drainage Act are aimed at streamlining approvals for new projects and reducing red tape. Labour Minister Monty McNaughton says environmental protections will remain in place.
Drainage supports productivity by reducing nutrient loss and soil erosion. It provides, as I mentioned, economic benefits as well as benefits to our local environment. So this is good news for farmers and municipalities. It protects the environment.
Some changes include reducing the time it takes to make minor improvements to drainage system and changing response times. And despite the rain, boats are out on Lake Huron for the Bayview Mackinac Boat Race. In sports, the Blue Jays hope to make a comeback after losing to the Mets yesterday. They're back on the field tonight. You can hear the game at 7 on CHOK. The Tigers will play the Royals. Rounds 2 through 7 of the NHL draft will continue today. And at the Olympic Games, Canada saw victories in beach volleyball and softball, but saw mixed results on the tennis court. Blue water weather. A special weather statement is in effect as rain and thunderstorms are expected. We'll get a high of 27 today with a humidex of 35. Tonight, a low of 20. And tomorrow, there might be some rain early in the morning. It'll clear up in the afternoon with a high of 29 and a humidex of 37.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.